All right. Children want to come forward this time. That would be wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. All right.
Probably should turn this on. Some of the other ones here.
But how are you all doing this morning? Man, that is a tight bench over there. Girls must be very scary. Why don't one or two of you slide over onto this bench? Could I get one or two volunteers? Thanks. Thanks, Timothy. Thanks, Kim. I appreciate it. So, can I ask a favor? What I would like is some help. And you guys all are very quiet and very respectful, but I actually want a little bit of participation and some questions and some comments. If you think something about God's word, I want you to share it, okay? Because you're getting older. Every day you get how many days older? One day older. I'm very impressed with your math, Timothy. So every day you get one day older. And one day, if you get older one day at a time, one day you're going to be old. And do you ever look at old people or do you just ignore them? I think you look at old people and do you ever think some of them are pretty smart? And you look at other ones and you're like, they're pretty dumb. Well, you probably shouldn't say that, but you do think that, right? It just is the way it is. What kind of old person are you going to be when you get older and you're one day at a time older and older and older? Have you ever seen one of those bicycles with two seats, like a tandem bicycle? How many people have seen a tandem bicycle? Can you raise your hand if you've seen one? Who doesn't? What's that? You have one for a doll? That is so awesome. So on a tandem bicycle, there's two people riding the bicycle. And there's two places for them to pedal. But what would happen if only one person pedaled?
Get tired.
That person would get tired out, and the bike wouldn't go as fast as if both people pedaled, right? Is that fair? So, God created each one of you, created each one of us, and do you think God wants us to be peddlers or coasters? Do you want to be the person on the back of the bicycle that's just like, I think I'll eat ice cream. Well, my friend up front does all the pedaling. If you were pedaling up a hill and you were pedaling in the front of that bicycle and you looked around behind you and your friend, they weren't pedaling at all. They were just eating ice cream. You'd be like, man, this hill is steep. How can I get up this hill? Like, come on, help. Come on, pedal. And so, God has stuff for each one of you to do. Different stuff for different ones, different stuff at different ages. But he wants you to be responsible to be a peddler, not a coaster. So when God has something for you to do, even if it isn't what you want. How many of you can think of a time when you knew God wanted you to do something, but you didn't want to do it? I can think of a time like that. Am I the only one? Timothy can think of a time like that. Cameron can think of a time like that. You can think of a time like that too, right? Yeah, so that, like, there's just times when it's hard to do the right thing. But God wants us to be courageous, to be the peddlers. Okay, so how many of you have ever done a test with your school? You've done a test. How many people like tests? Some people like tests, some people don't. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of a test here. We got true or false. Okay, have you ever seen true or false tests? Okay. So, if you think it's true, you're going to say true. And if you think it's false, you're going to say false. Okay? Does that sound fair? All right. That's not fair? It is fair. Okay. Fair enough. So, once upon a time, I played tennis in state championship. How many people think that's true? How many people think it's false? You guys think it's false. You've seen me play tennis. That is false. I've never played tennis competitively. So that's good, okay? How many think that Abe Lincoln was the first president? How many think that's true? How many think that's false? You think it's false? False? Good job. 16th. Good job. It's a very good job. How many people think that I used to have a pet chicken named Lily when I was little? How many people think that's true? You think it's false? Does anyone think it's true? True. It is true. I used to have a pet chicken named Lily. How many people have you ever been to Salvation Army? How many people have gone to Salvation Army before? How many people think that it used to be a church? Is that true that it used to be a church? Or is it false? It is actually true. Cameron is right. 150 years ago or so, Salvation Army used to be a church. That was really serious about telling people about Jesus. How many people think that the earth is 4 billion years old? False? False. Everybody agrees on that one. You're right. Good job. How about this one? True or false? Everybody goes to heaven when they die. Why? Could somebody give me a Bible verse that would defend your statement there? Why do you think that is? Can someone give me a verse from the Bible? Well, if you met me on the playground and I was a kid, 7 years old, I remember when I was seven. Hard to believe, but I do. And I was a pretty argumentative little kid. I don't know if that, you probably hard to believe that either. But, no, not hard to believe. But if I came up to you and argued and I said, yeah, everybody goes to heaven when they die, what verse would you say? Or like, why would you say that's false? Why is it false? Because it's not true. But if I said, give me a good reason why it's false, what would you tell me? It is a lie. But what did Jesus say anything that would contradict that? Is there something Jesus might have said that would have make you think differently? Like, why don't you think everyone goes to heaven when they die? Do you have good reasons? What do you think, Timothy? I mean, wouldn't it be mean of God to not let everyone go to heaven? They have to get saved first. Does anybody know the verse, John chapter 14, verse 6? Does anyone know what that verse says? Jesus said, I am the... What's that?
Light.
I am the light. Well, not, he did say that at one point, but that's not the one. Oh, Timothy, can you finish this one? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So, if Jesus said that no one comes to the Father but by him, and a lot of people don't believe in Jesus and don't follow Jesus, how would those people go to heaven? Right? They don't. So the reason God gives us his word is so that we know what is true. And so because of that verse, so if I said, but Cameron, I think the earth is billions of years old. You see those rocks? Don't they look like they're billions of years old? What would you tell me? The earth isn't billions of years old, but why? Why do you think it's not billions of years old? What evidence do you have? What's that? You could read Genesis. And what verse would you read in Genesis? Or what does it say in Genesis that would prove that wrong? Yeah, it says, for in 6 days, God made heaven, earth, and seas, and all that in them is. Right? That's good evidence, right? So, you see how it is important to know God's word, because there's going to be lies that come. And there's going to be lies that come and try to trick you. True or false? Jesus wasn't really God, but he was just a good person who had good teachings. False. But why? Why? Like what did Jesus say about himself? Or what does the Bible say about Jesus? Go ahead. Yeah, he said, I and the Father are one. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so, learning God's word is going to be really important to keep yourself from getting tricked by lies. Have you ever been tricked by lies? I don't know, maybe some of you have heard this story, but Kent Hovind likes to tell this story about when he was a kid, he went to slice a banana into his cereal. He got up early and before his brothers, and he liked having banana in his cereal. Does anyone like bananas in their cereal? Not really. Well, he did, okay? And he went to start slicing the banana into his cereal, and it was the last banana, and his brothers were mad. And they said, Kent, do you know where bananas come from? Do you guys know where bananas come from? Banana. Well, so what Kent Hovind's older brothers told him is they said, banana, he said, down in Central America, there's these great big spiders, you know, like tarantulas or whatever. Like, have you seen pictures of those great big spiders? And they crawl up into the trees and they die and their legs kind of collapse and then mold grows on the dead spider legs. And that's what a bunch of bananas is. It's just a dead spider that got moldy spider, got mold grow on it. He didn't want to eat that banana after that. He thought the banana was kind of gross. They tricked him. But you don't want to be tricked, right? So how are we going to avoid being tricked? All right, I'm going to read some verses here. And don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. There might be a question. I would enjoy hearing some of your guys' thoughts on this. So this is from Psalm 119. Can anyone tell me something about Psalm 119? What do you know about Psalm 119? Does anybody know anything about it? What's that? It is the longest psalm. I believe it's the longest book in the whole Bible. And so we're going to actually start here in verse 97. And we're barely halfway through this chapter. So this chapter's got a lot of verses if it starts in verse 97. And this is what the psalmist said. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. So what's he saying? He says he loves God's word. What would be a good reason to love God's word? Why should we love God's word? So we'll go to heaven because it contains the truth that shows us the way to heaven. Yeah, that's a pretty good reason to love God's word. Absolutely. Very good job. Verse 98. He's talking about God. He says, you, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. So, how is he getting wise? What is wisdom? What does that mean anyway? It's kind of similar to knowledge. Yeah, it's kind of like knowledge. It's like knowledge that helps you make smart decisions, right? And so how did he get smart? It's kind of like smartness that actually helps out in life. There's certain things that are, you know, you can know that a duck-billed platypus is a mammal, right? But that doesn't really help a whole lot in life unless you're a scientist, right? But like, this is knowledge that's important for our life. So how did the psalmist get that wisdom, that knowledge? From the Bible, yeah, from God's word. He said, like, if you guys hadn't read God's word or had parents who read God's word, you might think that the earth is billions of years old and everybody goes to heaven when they die. And you might not know who Jesus is, right? So you get that wisdom from God's word. So like, it's important. Like you guys are getting older one day at a time. Are you getting wiser one day at a time? How do you know if you're getting wiser, right? If you're learning from God's word, right? All right, verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. You want to be smarter than your teachers? I thought I was. Oh, my poor teachers. But how can we be smarter? How can you be smarter? Like in the public schools, there's a lot of teachers that are teaching that the earth is billions of years old, and they're teaching that all kinds of really weird stuff. But how can we be smarter than them, even though they're older than you? Are you smarter? How old are you, Timothy? 9. How old are you, Micah? 8. Is Timothy smarter than you just because he's older? Maybe not, right? They said, wisdom doesn't always come with age. Sometimes age comes alone. Sometimes you just get older and not smarter. So like, how are you gonna grow? How are you going to become people that walk with God, that honor God, that are the peddlers on the bike, not the coasters? You know, you've got parents that are peddling for you, right? You got parents that love God and that are trying to point your lives in the way that Jesus wants, right? And you're sitting on the bicycle behind them. Are you peddling with your life? Are you trying to learn more about God's word and become more like Jesus? Or are you just coasting, sitting back there, eating an ice cream and only starting to pedal when they turn around and look. Sometimes that happens, right? Verse 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Even more than people who lived a long time ago, the ancients. Verse 101. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. Imagine, let's... Timothy, come up here and come. Imagine that evil's over there. It's what would be a good example of evil? You got a good example of evil? What would be something that would be really tempting? Maybe, I don't know if it would be tempting for you, but like, do your parents like you to walk on thin ice on the pond nearby your house? They don't like that. But if I were your age, that would be very tempting for me. Okay? But if your parents said no, you might have to restrain your feet from going to walk on that thin ice of the pond. Just hold it back, hold it back. And what's going to hold it back? Like, what's going to hold you back from going and disobeying your parents? Because your parents, they have good reason for not wanting you to break through that thin ice, right? So why do you choose to listen to them? Like, why listen to them?
The Bible says obey your
parents. Yeah. Right? The Bible says obey your parents, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. If that was the situation, it might really be the reason you live long. Because if you didn't obey your parents, you might not live long on thin ice. Is that fair? Okay, so we're going to restrain our feet from going towards evil by saying, I'm going to do what God says. Thanks, Timothy. All right. Verse 102. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts. What's a precept? It's kind of actually in the first message. What is a precept? Who can tell me what a precept is? According to what we learned this morning, it is God's revealed will, God's will for how we live our life. So through God's will for how we live our life, which is His word, right? It's God's teaching by His word. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Imagine if you didn't know anything about God's word. Imagine if your parents just said, figure it out for yourself, kids. We're going to go have a party. Now, that might seem fun for a little bit, but pretty soon, it would be chaos. And soon after that, it would be messy chaos. And soon after that, it would be stinky chaos. And it would get worse and worse, right? That's kind of what would happen, right? Through God's precepts, we get understanding. And then it says, therefore, I hate every false way. What's a false way? What's that? A false. It's false. So it's, have you ever seen, I saw this one time. Well, no, I didn't see this. I heard about this. That would be the correct way of saying it. I almost said something inaccurately. There was a tractor trailer truck, like a big semi truck, and it turned onto a snowmobile trail. And then it got stuck. So why did it turn onto the snowmobile trail? Was the driver just like, hey man, this'll be fun? No. What did the driver do? He followed his map or GPS. And the GPS or map that that truck driver had gave him a false way. And I bet he hated that map after he had to wait to get pulled out. I bet he hated that. He was probably so miserable. There's false ways that come around us. There's going to be lies that come, and there's going to be lies that say, hey, kids, you can go to heaven whether you follow Jesus or not. Hey, kids, your life will be more fun if you don't listen to your parents. Hey, kids, you know, you'll feel better if you, you know, eat 10 ice cream cones. And when you get a little older, if you, you know, go out and party and drink alcohol. Like, those are going to be lies, right? And they'd be like, that's the way to have fun. It is the way to wake up feeling like you're poisoned. It's a false way. And so there's going to be people that are going to be like, go this way with your life. But if you know God's word, you can say, hey, man, that's a false way. And he'll be like, what do you mean it's a false way? And you'll be like, I've read. What have you read? You've read the Bible. And you know that it doesn't turn out really well for people like that. Like, what if someone says, like, don't be humble. Just be proud and full of yourself. That worked out for Mr. Nebuchadnezzar. Not very good. He ended up eating like grass, running around like a crazy man. I mean, he was crazy. And sin had led the richest and most powerful man. Sin led him down a snowmobile trail with a semi truck. It made him crazy. It was a false way. Every false way I hate. So, when you get, as you grow, you're going to see those false statements, and how are you going to respond to them? How are you going to respond to them? You're going to say, I know what God's word says, and so I'm going to go God's way. I think you can do that. Does that seem fair? Would somebody volunteer to pray? Timothy? I think you could do it. Amen. Thank you, Timothy. Thank you, everybody. You guys all did very well at participating. I thank you.